Yeah. Well, you know, if it wasn't for Gene and Roy, we wouldn't get it done. Not to mention Rebecca. Well, now, let's see. Come on out, your family. I don't know if I should probably introduce them as they come, but they'll come too fast, I think, for me to do that. Sometimes I forget. There's so many of them, I forget their names, too. Well, this is Gene, of course, right here. This is Gene McCurry. Her name is Delma Jean McCurry. It's pretty close to mine, you know. And anyway, the only person ever called her that was her mother when she really was mad at her. And this is my daughter, Rhonda, right here. Next to me. I'll start with the older one. And right over there is Ronnie, right here. Of course, y'all know Ronnie McCurry. And Rob McCurry here. Well, now let's see. I should have introduced their wives as we went. Well, let's see. Allison McCurry right there. That's Ronnie's wife, of course. And let's see now. And over here is Lisa McCurry right here. That's Rob's wife. Now, let's see. Are we going for the grandkids
now?
Going
for the grandkids.
Do we go any further than grandkids? Do we go down to great? Okay, the oldest one is Jacob Van Buren, right here. That's Rhonda's son. And the next would be Evan McCurry on the end there. That's that hot guitar picker, you know. Now the next is Josh McCurry, and he plays too, yeah. He plays drums and he also plays football, both. Now let's see here. Next is Monroe McCurry right here.
Guitar picker too?
Yeah. Oh, that's right. She sings, you know, she sings. Have you heard her sing, did you? I'm telling you, yes, she sang over at the I asked him what that little one's name is right there. That's Emma. Emma Jean, that's who that is. And she was named after this Jean, and also her other grandmother is named Jean. Look at there. There she is. Hold her up there, Gordy. Where is Gordy? Hold her up so people can see her, Gordy. Where's Gordy? Oh, there he is. Oh, let's see now. We got one more left.
One more.
And that's...
First Delta.
Let's see now. His full name is Dell Mercer Kennedy Davis McCurry. That would be, this is his first Dell Fest. He had to stay home, all the other ones, you know. They wouldn't let him come. He just gets too wild, you know.
Way too wild.
Way too wild, Monroe said. Well, thank you. We love you, too. I tell you, we really, you know, this is our fourth year, and we could not do this without all you folks, you know. We have a lot of new folks here this year. And thank you. We hate you have to put up with the rain, you know. You don't have to do that every year, though. We only done it this year and maybe year before last. It was bad, but was a little bit last year. Okay. But, you know, we got to thank the good Lord for the rain because somebody needs it. We may not need it, but somebody does around here. He does. We'll get him to do that after a while. You want to? Don't let us forget now, and he'll sing that Walk Out in the Rain for you. And then we'll get some more rain. Well, let's see now. We've got some people we need to thank. So we're going to get Ron in here. He's got, I can't never remember who all. He's got a big list. You might have to pull that up there too, Ron. It might be a little too low.
You guys bear with us because we have a lot of people to thank.
Yeah, we do.
Imagine the first is this wonderful town of Cumberland, Maryland, that's for sure. Yeah. All right. You know, the Allegheny Aggregates, we got to thank them for the access road and for helping out with all this sawdust.
Yeah.
Exactly. All our sponsors, MarylandMountainside.com, Steelbridge Insurance and Paul Whiteman, the Dario, Relics, Star Hill, Martin, Rehab
Guitar,
First,
idiot.
Yeah, Martin Guitars, Kind Healthy Snacks, Lagunitas, Stella Artois, Road Trip Rentals, Eno, Jam Bass, and Z-Ware. That's getting that, but you know, the Pale Ale Army. They certainly help us tremendously, and thank you guys. And they fought hard for us to stay here in Cumberland.
Well, I'll tell you, we were out in San Francisco, and we run into a little snag here in Cumberland last year, and we couldn't be here because we were in the middle of recording a record with the Preservation Hall Jazz Band out there, and well, the Pale Ale Army, you know, they took over, and all the folks, all the young folks here in Cumberland did, you know, and they got it all going for us. We just couldn't be here to fight, you know?
And we have to thank the new Allegheny County Commissioners, Bill Valentine, Mike McKay,
yes,
Creed Brody, Amanda Mangan, Pat Sullivan and Magic Radio, Dick Yoder and Dave Norman, and all the folks at WCBC, Chuck Dickens at WFWM,
hey,
Hannah and Trucker from WFRB, Kevin Comeoff. That guy is just, he runs this place, and he works tirelessly
oh, yeah,
to make it happen this week. The entire week, he's been on these grounds for about 50 years, and we're proud to work with him, you know.
Got to tell you a little story about Kevin. I don't know if he's around. He's probably working right now, but last year we had that bad storm here? 2 years ago. Anyway, Kevin said, you know, I've lived here all my life, and I never saw a waterfall off that mountain. He said, you're not going to bring that here next year, are you? We said, well, maybe.
Thank the Sheriff's Department for all their help here.
Yes, Barb Buell. I'll tell you, we need to thank Barb. Is she around? Where we can see her? Where is Barb? She's had a tourism. She's had a tourism right here. There she is, waving back there. Give Barb a great big hand.
Everybody.
Hey, I want to tell you now, that lady is tougher than the Pale Ale Army. And there's like 1,344 of them. Excuse me, Barb, for saying that. Yeah, yes. Well, whew, last but not least, you know, well, let's see, Doug. We've got to thank Doug. I don't know if you did, you already.
No,
Doug Schwab. Doug Schwab.
Doug Schwab. Of course he is.
Doug Schwab. I know we're going to miss somebody, but.
There he is. I see him.
Oh, there he is. Hey, Doug. He's over there selling something.
He's working. He's working.
Also Susan back here, she was helping with the raffle, yeah. Now I know we're going to forget somebody, but we're going to try not to. Okay, last but not least, these folks have a festival out in the mountains out there in California, Northern California, like kind of between Reno and Sacramento, but it's only up in those mountains there. Quincy is the name of the little town where they have their High Sierra Bluegrass Festival. And their name is, it's Roy Carter and Rebecca, and they're right here now somewhere. And they are our partners here helping us do all this.
Come on out here.
Okay. There they are.
Yeah.
There they come. Now they know a lot of things that we didn't know how to do, you see, and so, I mean, as far as the business part of running a festival and keeping it safe and keeping all the big storms out of here. You know, they knew how to do that. They just didn't do it.
No, they have an incredible, incredible crew, as most of you know, and see them. You go through the gates, or you come to the gate, or you need any kind of help, you need anything. They've assembled an incredible crew every year. And I'll tell you what, Kevin Kumhoff, who works here, has said it time and time again, it's the most wonderful people he's ever worked with. So.
Gentleman right here said, keep Delfest here. We never planned to leave. We never did. No. We just had some folks that came here and wanted us to move, you know, but we didn't move. I've heard that name before somewhere.
There's a guy back there sitting next to Barb Buell, who is our manager, Stan Strickland. And you couldn't have done it without Stan, I know that. So. And then this guy over here, Chris Harris, he's also in our organization. Works his tail off, man. Can't say enough about either one of those guys.
Yeah, and Chris, he only sleeps, he didn't sleep this week. He'll sleep a little bit next week, but he hasn't slept none this week. But we'll put him to bed as soon as we get him home. Or his wife will, I guess.
I'd like to thank all the folks that came out to the Academy this year. It was a great time for us, and hope everybody had a good time. We'll do it again next year. Hopefully you'll come back.
I guess we've covered everybody.
Uh-oh. I want to say something. And we also want to thank everyone that came by the merch tent these last 4 days. Thank all of you. Thanks.
Yeah. Oh, and thank those guys that helped you work there all week. Yeah.
There's two guys from Pennsylvania, which are our neighbors in Pennsylvania, that comes down every year. He gives up his a week's vacation to come down here and help work. And that's Ron Chittum and Larry Kunkel.
Yeah. Well, let's see. I don't know. Now, as we're doing our show here, we're going to, if we think of somebody, we'll thank them too. We're going to thank everybody.
All the artists.
All the artists. Oh, yes. Boy, didn't we have a good show this year? Yeah. Of course, we always do. We try to keep it, we try to give you a variety of music, you know, as best we can. And of course, Ronnie and Rob and Roy and Rebecca and Stan and Chris, they all have ideas. And Jean, even Jean, she has ideas of people to bring in here, you know. And so that's kind of the way it is. I don't have a thing to do with that.
No,
I do. I make a suggestion now and then, but they vote it down. I don't even do that. She does that. Oh, yeah. We got to thank our great MC, Joe Craven. Yeah. Buddy, he works hard. Now he don't get a chance. He don't get a break. You know, he just has to keep going all day and all half the night. You know. Thanks, Joe. Thank you, man. I just thought of somebody. Yeah. Hey, you know, we got two other guys in our band that got a thing. One is Jason Carter, and one's Alan Bartram. Oh, we've got another surprise now. I'll tell you what. Come on out here, boy. Stay here, kids. We got a surprise for a couple guys in this band. They don't know about this. But, you know, this one right here, he's been with us for, I just forget how long he's been here.
Yesterday
was 30. Yeah.
I do know yesterday, May 28th of 1981 is the first time I stood on stage with you, so 30 years ago.
He came and played a show in, was it Bowmansdale, Pennsylvania? So there you go.
The board members of the Delmo Curry Band presented me with this for 30 years of outstanding commitment and excellence. Mom and Dad.
We got another one here, and this is Rob McCurry, and he's been here approximately 25 years.
First played on stage as a member of the band in upstate New York, and it was, I think, July 4th weekend, 25 years ago.
So yeah, that's another milestone right there. We got a little competition up here on the railroad tracks, but we'll get by that, you know. I forgot my notes. A guy asked me this morning, I was over there next to the utility building, that big one over there, and he said, do all aboard. And I said, you know, I don't know if I can. I probably won't remember it. And about 30 minutes later, he came with two sheets of paper and had all the words written down. Whoa, she can't burn me now, this is... Okay. I forgot my list. I left it in the bus. Can you write it down again for me? No, I'm just kidding.
Well, look.
Let's give them all a great big hand. Yeah. We were thinking we better play a little bit of music for you folks. Thank you.
Get down to some serious business of music making here. While they're getting ready, I used to be a sideman for one of the, possibly the greatest ambassador of the mandolin, Mr. David Grisman, who's been here. And I was with him for many years, and I was introduced to the music of Del McCurry and the Del McCurry Band playing with Mr. Grisman. And remember, I'll never forget the first time I heard you, Del, and heard this band, and it helped me really understand what the heart and soul of bluegrass music is all about. And thank you very much, Mr. McCurry.
Thank you, Joe. And I'll tell you what now. Joe has been here MCing all weekend and week, and we want him to play some fiddle with us tonight. What do you think? Now, he don't just play the fiddle, he plays everything, but tonight I think we'll just get him playing some fiddle, okay? Yeah. You know, this we have a record out. It's fairly new. I guess we haven't told you about all what we recorded recently, but this is probably the last band record that we put out, and it's entitled A Family Circle, and there's a song on there that's about Appalachia. And of course, I would say that's part of Appalachia right there, wouldn't you? And it's entitled Sweet Appalachia.